Good evening to one and all.
祝你弟兄姐妹们平安。
It's so good to see so many of you.
很高兴看见大家。
I bring greetings from the English congregation in the morning.
从英语早上的英语崇拜来带给大家问安。
I thank God for this opportunity to share with you God's word tonight.
我感谢神给我这个机会来与你分享主的话语。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们还没有开始以前，我们一起向神祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace and love to us.
我们亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，求主你慈恩怜悯于我们。
Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who died for our sins.
我们为着你的爱子耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
Thank you, Lord, that there is forgiveness in Him.
我们感谢主，在主里有赦免之恩。
Thank you for saving us and making us your children.
我们感谢主，你拯救我们，使我们成为你的儿女。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
感谢主赐下圣灵。
He is our teacher and our guide.
来带领我们，成为我们的导师，还有我们的引导。
Thank you for your word.
也谢谢主你的话。
So that we can learn to apply our hearts to wisdom.
也使你也让我们使我们能够在我们心中能够成为有智慧的人。
Thank you for worship.
感谢主今天晚上的崇拜。
We ask that Lord you will take charge.
我们求主你掌管这一切。
Keep away all distraction.
使我们拿走我们一切的这些分散我们注意力的事。
Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth.
让我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
This we pray, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感恩奉主耶稣圣名阿们
Please turn to Psalm 145
我们一起打开诗篇第145篇、
this psalm is full of praise
这个诗篇是充满了 赞美
It praises God's glory
来感赞美神的荣耀
His greatness and majesty
就是他的全能，还有他的荣美
，His grace, goodness，
还有他的良善与他的恩典。
In fact, it's all about divine His praise for His divine perfections。
就是为着神的这个完全，他的神性来感谢赞美神。
If I were to ask you a question，
假如我要问大家一个问题
，Do you pray？
你是否祷告呢？
The answer will be very quickly. Yes, of course I do, and I do pray every day, often in the day.
当然，很快的就会有答案说，我是常常祷告，我每天都祷告。
But let me change the question.
让我转换这个问题。
Do you bless God every day?
你是否每天都来赞美神呢？
I'm not sure the answer will be quite so certain.
我不太确定这个答案是否很确定。
Praise is certainly not so common in our prayers.
赞美呢，通常不在我们的祷告之中啊。那么常常这样赞美神。
But like David, he says, "I will extol thee, my God, O King."
正如大卫他在诗篇里面所说，我要尊崇你，我的神。
We ought to do this because it is due to God.
我们应当向神行礼，因为这是神所配得的。
And praise.Is the eminent, preeminent characteristic of a true child of God.
而我们对神的赞美，往往就是属神儿女的一个主要的一个特点。
It is singularly beneficial to ourselves.
而这也是对我们也是有益处的。
If we have more of it, we will be greatly blessed by God.
假如我们常常这样赞美神，神也常常的这样来祝福我们。
Besides, unless we praise God here.Then, how are we preparing for our eternal home?
假如我们不在这里常常的来赞美神，我们到天上的时候又如何更常常的来赞美他呢？
Let us learn from David how to practice this joyful duty of praise.
让我们从大卫他如何在这个喜乐的这个赞美里面当中来学习。
You look at verse 1.
我们看第一节。
This is what David says he wants to do.
这是大卫他立志所要行的。
In the English Bible, he uses the word "I will" four times.
在这英语的圣经里面有讲到"我要"，有重复四次。
He is resolved to bless God continually.
他立志来赞美神，不断的赞美神。
David is king.
大卫是王。
But he acknowledged that there is a higher king.
他也知道他有更大、更高的君王在天上。
God is his king.
上帝就是他的王。
He will personally appropriate God to himself by faith.
他个人承认神在他的生命中的这个信心里面。
By faith, he will call God my God.
而借着信心，他称呼神为我的神。
Each of us must praise God daily and at all times.
我们每一位都应当在每一天来赞美神。
So when David says, I will bless thy name, it means that he wished well to the Lord.
大卫说他要赞美神，就是他希望神能够得到一切的尊荣。
To bless a person means to do that person good.
要祝福一个要赞美，就是希望来做他所要做的。
Charles Spurgeon says, if we cannot give anything to God, we can desire that he may be known, loved and honored by all men. It seems that David studied the character and doings of God so that he found nothing in God which he could not praise.
斯布真曾经说到，我们不能，假如我们不能够给任何一样东西给神，至少我们还可以让我们心中的愿望给他知道，并且爱，还有呢，将我们心中所爱，还有我们的这些尊荣呢，来给上帝知道。看起来大卫他已经研究了、思想了神的这个属性，还有神的作为，所以呢，他在神里面呢，他没有一样呢不能够赞美神的。
So David made a pledge.
而大卫立下这个约。
I will bless the Lord.
我要尊崇神。
He says, I will do it every day and forever and forever.
他说我要每天如此行，并且是永永远远的如此行。
Are we following David's example?
我们是否有照着大卫的榜样来行呢？
To David, praise is worship.
对大卫来说，赞美就是一种崇拜。
For all the gracious gift that we have already received, we need to praise Him.
我们为着神所给我们一切丰盛的恩典赏赐来赞美他。
We need to praise Him for the mercies of yesterday.
我们为着他昨日给我们施予的怜悯来赞美他。
Each day has His mercy, and we should render His praise.
每一天都有神的怜悯，我们都来赞美神。
It is very reasonable to praise Him if nothing adverse happens or if things go well with us.
当我们生命中没有任何事情发生或者是很平安顺境的时候，我们赞美他是很理所当然的。
Let us also praise Him if things do not go well with us because He has something to teach us.
就算我们生命中有一些遇到不顺境的事情的时候，我们也仍然要赞美他，因为他有一些事要来教导我们。
The story was told of Matthew Henry who was robbed one day.
这个很著名的解经家亨利马太，他曾经有一天被人打抢。
He could not find the culprit.
他找不到那个真凶。
And this, he was a bit upset.
他就很生气，有点生气。
Because he has lost some money.
因为他失去了一些钱。
He was going to blame himself when he decided to thank God for what has happened.
他差不多就要来责怪自己，但是他决定来感为所发生的事情来感谢神。
He took out a piece of paper and he wrote.
他写在一张纸上说
I thank God that I have lost some money, but not too much.
他说我感谢神我失去的钱的数目很小不是很多。
I thank God that I did not lose my life.
我感谢神我并没有失去我的生命。
I thank God that I am not the one who stole the money.
我感谢神我不是那位偷钱的。
I thank God for teaching me to be more careful next time.
我感谢神教导我下一次要更小心。
There is no season for praising God.
赞美神呢是不分季节的。
We can do it in good times and also in bad times.
我们可以在顺境、逆境的时候来赞美神。
And we can do it all times of the day and every day.
我们在一天任何时候，整天都可以来赞美神。
We can praise God regularly and daily. We are in fact practicing this gift, preparing ourselves for heaven later on.
我们可以每天的常常的来赞美神，因为这就预备我们有一天在天上的时候也这样的来赞美神。
If you look at the psalm, this can be divided into two parts.
我们看见这诗篇可以分成两个部分。
The first seven verses talking that, teaching us about how great is the Lord.
在这一个第一个部分里面告诉我们神是伟大的。
From verse 8 to verse 21, how gracious is the Lord?
从第八节到第二十节开始，那里呢是讲到神是多么的恩慈怜悯的。
First, we talk about the greatness of God.
首先，诗人讲到神的伟大。
This is seen in His absolute sovereignty or incomparability.
这就在他的全能，还有在没有无人能够与他相比的事上来看见。
There is no one or anything that can be compared to God.
没有任何一个人能够和神来相比较。
There are three points I want to make here.
在这里有三点我要叙述。
First one, His greatness is unsearchable.
第一样就是他的伟大呢是无可测度的。
Second one, His reign is perpetual.
第二样就是他的掌权呢是无穷尽的。
And point number three, His power is tremendous.
第三点就是他的能力呢是至大的。
Point number one, His greatness is unsearchable.
第一点，他的伟大是无可测度的。
It's majestic and incomprehensible.
他是伟大而且人无法来明白的。
You remember Genesis 1, he says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们是否记得在创世纪第一章第一节那里说，起初神创造天地。
Can anyone by reason find out God?
是否人能够用他的理性来寻找神呢？
Does anyone understand his mind?
是否有人能够明白神的意念呢？
Does anyone know him fully?
是否有人能够完全的来认识神呢？
If you look around you, above you and below you,You will marvel at the wondrous works and creation of God that shows forth His majesty and greatness.
当我们看看我们四周围，我们看天，我们看下地，我们就会惊讶神创造的这个奇妙的作为，还有他创造这个万有的这个全能与伟大。
Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
诗篇第十九篇第一节那里说，诸天述说上帝的荣耀。
You look at verse 10, it says that all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord.
在这第十节那里说，你一切所造的都要赞称谢你。
His greatness is unsearchable.
他的伟大是无可测度的。
Point number two, his reign is perpetual.
第二点，他的掌权是无穷尽的。
God is from everlasting to everlasting.
神呢是从 无限到无限的，永恒到永恒的。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega.
他是起初，他是开始，他是结束，他是阿拉法，他是俄米伽。
He rules over all his creation. He rules over all the creatures.
他管理他所创造的，他也管理他所有的这个生命。
If you look at verse 13 and verse 4, it goes like this, 13, Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations.
在第十三节呢，你说你的国是永远的国，你掌权的权柄存到万代。
Verse 4, One generation shall praise thy works to another, and they shall declare thy mighty works. Acts
第四节那里说，这代要对那代称赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
Point number three, his power is tremendous.
第三点，他的能力是至大的。
Verse six says, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts.
第六节那里说，人要传说你可畏之事的能力。
And I will declare thy greatness.
我也要传扬你的大德。
all Israel can recall God's powerful acts in the past.
我们可以看见神在过去他是如何来施行这个大的这个作为。
How he poured out the 10 plagues upon the Egyptians and how he broke the mighty Egyptian army by drowning them in the Red Sea.
神在过去是如何在埃及地降下石灾，他是如何在这个红海里面，借着他的作为把这些埃及的军队全部淹没了。
Their Lord has been guiding, protecting, preserving and blessing them during their sojourn in the wilderness until they reached the promised land.
神在以色列在旷野里面带领、保护、保守，并且祝福他们的旅程，在旷野里面，直到他们进入迦南地。
In all their battles, it was God who fought for them and who gave them the victory over their enemies.
在他们所有的这些许多的征战里面，这是神来为他们来征战，并且给他们胜利。
And in the present, David sees God's power as keeping of Israel by his goodness and his righteousness.
而在当时大卫呢，他就看见神的这个能力呢，是借着对以色列的保守，是神的这个恩典与他的公义。
So what can we learn?
我们可以从这里学到什么呢？
Do you know this God who created the heavens and the earth?
我们是否认识这位神是创造天和地的神呢？
Do you know how powerful and how great he is?
我们是否认识他的伟大，还有他的能力呢？
Do you know that he is the true and living God?
我们是否认识他是那又真又活的神呢？
Do you know that all creation declare his glory?
你是否认识到所有的创造物都在宣扬神的荣耀？
You look at the sun, the moon, the clouds, the mountains, the sky, the sea, and the trees, and everything. They speak of the reality of beauty, order, and design.
我们环顾上帝所创造的太阳、月亮、云山，还有天空、星星、树花，还有河流、动物，他们都在讲述神创造的这个荣美，还有神所创造的这个秩序，还有神所设计的这个奇妙。
They point to a creator, a designer, and a supreme being whom we acknowledge as God.
这一切所创造的都指向这位创造者、这位设计者，并且这是那位超越这一切的那一位神创造的。
He is Jehovah. He is the Almighty One, the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Eternal One.
这位呢，就在圣经，他就是耶和华，是全能的神，是主，也是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，是那永恒的那一位。
Like David, are you not glad that you know him, or rather that you are known by him?
像大卫，你是难道不高兴你是能够来认识他，或者是你是被他所认识的？
Are you not glad that you belong to him and that he is your Lord and Savior?
而他成为我们的主，还有生命的救主，还有生命的主的时候，难道我们不欢喜快乐吗？
We must praise him for his sovereignty, power, and greatness.
我们为着他的全能、他的能力，还有他的伟大来赞美神。
We must praise him again and again.
我们要不断的来赞美神。
We will see the other aspect of God, that is the graciousness of God.
我们要看神另外一方面的这个属性，就是神的恩典。This
is seen in two areas.
在这两方面可以看见。His
kindness to fallen men and his kindness to the godly.
他对这个堕落的罪人，还有这个敬虔的人所施的这个恩典。Look
at verse
8. 在第八节。His
kindness to fallen men.
他的对这个堕落的罪人的恩典。
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy.
耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
The Bible is very clear in teaching that it is not man that tried to reach out to God, but it is God that tried to reach out to man.
圣经很清楚地教导我们，不是神人来寻求神，乃是神呢来寻找人。
Take Adam for example. He tried to hide from God when he disobeyed God and when he sinned against God.
就如亚当为例，他呢在得罪悖逆神得罪神的时候，他要躲藏起来。
So God went to Adam and took the initiative to reconcile him to himself.
而神呢在寻找亚当，并且呢要使亚当与他来和好。
There was nothing that Adam could do to restore that broken relationship, but to accept God's provision of animal skin to clothe his shame and nakedness.
亚当在那个时候不能够做什么来恢复他与神这个破裂的关系，但是他只能够来接受神借着这个动物的这个皮来遮盖他的这个羞耻，还有他的赤身。
This looks forward to the time when Christ, the begotten Son of God, would come as the Lamb of God.
而这就是看见耶稣基督来的时候，他就是神的独生子。
And as the Lamb of God to shed his blood by dying on the cross for our sins and to provide a way for us to be reconciled with him.
因为耶稣基督来呢，他就是好像就是神的羔羊，来在十字架流出他的血，为着我们的罪洗净我们的罪，并且呢，使我们呢这些罪人呢能够与神来和好。
So in Christ's obedience and death, we behold all the greatness, the goodness, and the glory of God manifested to poor sinners like us.
借着耶稣基督的顺服与耶稣基督的死，我们得见神的一切的这个伟大，他的良善，还有他的荣耀，彰显在我们这些罪人的身上。
So verse 8 is correct. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion.Slow to anger and of great mercy towards us sinners.
是的，神是充满了恩典，充满了怜悯，并且充满了忍耐，而恩慈向着我们这些罪人。
So we should not take his kindness to us for granted.
所以我们不能够把他对我们这些恩典呢当作是理所当然的。
His free gift of salvation is open to everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他这白白赐给我们的救恩的恩赐呢，是给所有任何在耶稣基督里面信靠耶稣基督的人。
If you look at verse 9, it says, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works."
在第九节说，耶和华善待万民，他的恩，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的。
The Lord causes the rain and the sunshine to fall on the godly as well as the ungodly.
神降雨给义人，也降雨和赐太阳给义人，也赐给不义的人。
Look at verse 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and rises up all those that be bowed down.
在第十四节那里说，凡跌倒的耶和华将他们扶起，凡被压下的将他们扶起。
And those who wait upon the Lord, you give them their meat in due season.
那些等候耶和华的神就在他们的适当的时候赐给他们粮食。
And verse 16, God opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing.
在十六节那里说，他张手使有生气的都随愿得饱足。
The extent and generosity is stated.
而神的这样的这样的充满的这恩典怜悯在这里已经描述了。
The God is gracious to all people.
神是善待全部的人民的。
He provides, he gives provision and he gives care to all his creation, rich and poor, strong and weak.
他愿意赐下各样的恩典，各样的这个眷顾给他所造的穷人、富有、强壮或者是软弱的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, it says this.
在哥林多后书第九章八节那里说，
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样的善事。
And what a blessing it is to us.
而这是对我们何等大的祝福呢？
Whatever our need,
我们所需用的，
God is able to give us grace.
神能够赐恩于我们。
Pardoning grace, quickening grace, strengthening grace, restraining and even preventing grace. Yes, all grace.
神能够赐给我们各样的恩典，包括了赦免，包括了赐我们力量，坚固我们，维持我们，还有保守我们的这些恩典。是的，一切的恩典。
Then point number two, his kindness to the godly.
第二点就是他对敬虔的这个善待。
For those of us who believe in God, God has a special grace to us.
我们当中已经信靠的神，神在我们身上有特殊的恩典。
What are the privileges?
这些敬虔的人有什么特权呢？
There are three, at least three of them.
至少有三方面。
One is nearness of God.
第一个就是亲近神。
Two is satisfaction of desires.
第二个就是我们的所愿的得饱足。
Three is the salvation from all evil.
就是神救我们脱离各样患难。
You look at verse 17.
在第十七节说，
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works.
耶和华在他一切所行的不无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。
If you call upon the Lord and if you call upon him in truth, the Lord will draw near to you.
假如我们呼求神，我们在他的真道上来，照着他的真理来呼求他，神必与我们亲近。
Like a nursing mother, the slightest whimper or noise from the child will cause the mother to jump up and quickly attend to the child.
正如一个母亲，她在照顾她的孩子的时候，她的孩子有一点的声音声响或者不舒服，她都会跳起来，来赶快的来照顾她的孩子。
Likewise, God who does not slumber or sleep will respond immediately to the cry of his loved ones.
照样的，神不打盹也不睡觉，他会照着他所爱的呼求来回应他们。
God is only a prayer away.
神只是在我们的祷告的之间。
We can always cry to God.
我们可以常常来呼求神。
And he will draw near to us.
他就会来亲近我们。
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says this.
在历代志下第七章十四节说，
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
那里说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
You look at verse 19.
在第十九节说
，He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them.
敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
What a beautiful promise this is!
这是何等美好的应许呢
？That God is so near to us.
而神是那么的来亲近我们。
If we need help, we can always pray to God.
而我们需要帮助，我们可以向神来祈求。
Point number two, the satisfaction of desires.
第二点就是我们的愿望得以饱足。
It says that the Lord will fulfill the desires of those who fear him.
神愿意来成就那些敬畏他的人的这个心愿。
If you turn to Matthew chapter 7 verse 14,
假如我们看这个马太福音第七章第十四节，
This is what Jesus said.
就是耶稣基督所说，
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him?
在第七章十一节说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你们的儿女上，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
And in Luke chapter 11 verse 13, Jesus mentioned that he will give us the best gift, which is the Holy Spirit.
而耶稣基督在这个路加福音第 十一章十三节那里说要给我们更大的更美好的这个恩赐与奖赏。
And the Holy Spirit gives, lives inside us to guide, to protect and to bless us.
而这个圣灵就是在我们里面来引导保守我们的。
To empower us to obey God, He helps us in all our struggles and enables us to do God's will.
就是来保守引导我们祝福我们赐我们力量来遵行神的话并且带领我们经历一切的挣扎使我们来完成神的这个旨意。
The last one, God is so kind to the godly in saving us from all evil.
而神是那样的恩待我们来救我们脱离一切的灾难。
Look at verse 20.
在第二十节。
The Lord preserve all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy.
耶和华保护一切爱他的人却要灭绝一切的恶人。
To the godly, God will protect.
对于那些敬虔的人神要保护他们。
To the wicked, God will destroy.
而对恶人呢他会来毁灭。
And Psalm 23 verse 4 says it very beautifully.
在诗篇二十三篇第四节那里说
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
那里说到我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
David should know all about troubles and difficulties in life as he faced them all.
大卫应当知道生命中的困苦患难，因为他的生命确实遇见这一切。
Through all of them, David could testify that God is the good shepherd.
因着这一切的患难，大卫可以见证上帝就是那位良善的牧人。
God is the good shepherd who is always with him, giving him comfort and protection from evil.
耶和华是他的良牧，并且常常的与他同在，给他安慰，并且保护他脱离患难。
Is God your good shepherd?
神是否是我们良善的牧人呢？
God will guide us through all vicissitude of life and grant us victory over sin and evil.
神会带领我们经过一切的生命的挑战，并且要赐给我们胜过这个罪，还有胜过这个患难。
So what's the lesson here?
这个功课要教导我们什么呢？
Have you tasted of his goodness and grace in your life?
我们是否在生命中尝了他的良善与他的恩典呢？
All that you have and all that you are able to enjoy come from the blessings of God.
我们一切所有并且能够享受的都是从神的祝福而来。
Have you taken the time to say thank you God for all this?
我们是否有花时间来告诉神说上帝啊我们感谢你。
All that you are, your strength, your wisdom, your ability to work, your finances, your possession, your health, and even your very life, actually they all come from God.
我们一切所有的包括我们的力量我们的智慧我们的能力来工作我们的钱财我们所拥有的我们的健康甚至我们的性命都是神所赐的。
We cannot take this for granted, but we must always give thanks and praise to God for them.
我们不能够把这一切都当作理所当然乃是常常来向神献上感谢与赞美。
The privilege to draw near to God, to be satisfied in Him, and to enjoy His salvation and protection from evil. Oh, how wonderful these are. We must extol and praise the Lord.
我们有这个特权能够来亲近神，并且借着他得以饱足，并且呢享受他所赐给我们的救恩，还有救我们脱离这一切的患难。所以我们拥有这一切是何等的奇妙呢？我们必须要来尊荣，必须要来赞美这位神。
You look at verse 21, My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever.
第二十一节说我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话唯愿凡有血气的都永远远远称颂他的圣名。
Our God is great.
我们的神是伟大的神。
Our God is gracious.
我们的神是充满恩典的神。
Let us supremely and continuously praise His name.
让我们常常的、不断的来赞美他的圣名。
Let us join David in praising God daily and forever and ever.
让我们常常的在我们的生命里面，每天不断的来赞美他，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, God, that you reveal yourself as a great God and a gracious God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你向我们显明你是充满慈爱，又是伟大的神。
And thank you that you have loved us.
感谢你爱我们。
And you have made us your children.
你使我们成为你的儿女。
And all that we have received from you, help us to give thanks.
我们一切所有的都是从你而来，来感谢你。
Thank you, O God.
感谢主。
For salvation so rich and free.
赐给我们这又伟大又这个白白而来的这救恩。
Thank you for good health and strength.
也谢谢你赐给我们这健康还有力量。
Thank you for your word.
也谢谢你所给我们的话语。
For your Holy Spirit,
也赐下你的圣灵。
Thank you for brothers and sisters in Christ,
也为着主内的弟兄姐妹感谢你。
Thank you for the church,
也为着教会感谢主。
Thank you for jobs and homes,
也为着上帝所赐给我们的家庭和工作感谢你。
Thank you for families,
也为着我们的家庭家人感谢主。
Thank you for country,
我们也为着你所赐的来感谢你。
Thank you for the nation and the country.
我们为这神给我们的国家来感谢你。
Thank you for freedom of worship.
也感谢主赐给我们这敬拜的自由。
And for all things, Lord, we give you thanks.
我们为这一切来向你献上感谢。
We thank you for the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
我们为这在基督里的盼望感谢你。
And we thank you for heaven, where one day we will see you face to face.
我们为着有一天我们要在天上与你面对面感谢你。
We thank you for everything.
我们为一切献上感谢。
We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感谢，乃是奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.